USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump stopped and spoke to about 200 troops stationed at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska on his way back from his summit with Kim Jong-un.
You know, the best way to keep America safe is to keep America strong. And the stronger we get, the less likely it is that we'll have to use that strength. Right, generals?
Nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Trump's second summit with Kim Jong-un. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump must have the courage to do the same thing with China as he's done for North Korea. President must be willing to hold the line and walk away if China does not agree to meaningful, enduring structural reform of its unfair trading policy.
Just last week, President Trump said that the U.S. was closer than ever to reaching a trade deal with China and that he would hold a signing summit to seal the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
During a tour of the Virginia governor's mansion, First Lady Pam Northam handed cotton to African-American children on the tour and asked them to imagine being slaves in the field. That according to the mother of one of the children. Philip Thompson, executive director of NAACP, says just another example of why Governor Ralph Northam should step down.
When you can't get basic facts on whether the first African-Americans that arrived were slaves or indentured servants, it seems like it would be something you would stay away from.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells the Conservative Political Action Conference he'll introduce a bill to the Senate ending late-term abortions.
We're one of seven nations that allow abortion on demand in the fifth month of the pregnancy.
Graham, an early opponent of President Trump, has since been one of his staunchest defenders. He ran down a long list of accomplishments by the president, telling those at the CPAC conference, although Trump is a handful, he wants to see the president succeed. Israel's attorney general says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, stemming from three separate corruption investigations pending a hearing. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, will be returning to Capitol Hill on Wednesday for another round of questioning with lawmakers. Cohen spent Thursday behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee, and committee member Eric Smallwheel says he found Cohen to be very cooperative.
Based on, you know, what we've seen from Michael Cohen's, his plea that he's provided hours of testimony to the special counsel. This is a team that's moving expeditiously, doesn't have time to waste. And I would just conclude that, you know, looking at how long he spent with them as compared to others who have been relevant, it would appear that he has been quite helpful to me.
Also speaking with reporters after the interview, Democratic Congressman and the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, explaining why Cohen will be back next week.
We are in communication with obviously Mr. Cohen and his counsel about further document requests following our interview today that we'll be able to discuss at our next session. We also went through documents in our possession, dozens of documents in our possession with Mr. Cohen, but we have additional document requests that we will be in discussion with him about.
Russian-born businessman and longtime Trump associate Felix Sater will testify at an open hearing of the committee on March 14th. Sater was once involved in the proposed plan to build a Trump Tower Moscow during the 2016 presidential campaign along with Cohen. Sater's hearing is not likely to be the spectacle that Cohen's was. Cohen is heading to prison in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.